Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Insights and Publish Magazine, global communities and broadcasts where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And today, I have someone who can create impact like no one else I know, and that is Kathleen Gage. Kathleen is the no-nonsense, common-sense online marketing strategist, speaker, author, and product creation specialist who helps entrepreneurs make money online. Successfully self-employed since 1994, she gives her clients the tools to create businesses that last and make a difference at the same time. And she is amazing in her wisdom and experience. And Kathleen, I'm so thrilled you made time to be here during your big promotion of your latest book.
Well, thank you, Vicki. It is so great to be here, and you know, I'm just so excited at all that's happening with the book promotion, and look forward to sharing some insights about the book with you.
Absolutely. So, tell us a little bit about. I mean, you're in a position of enormous influence from the standpoint of online marketing and helping people with small and large businesses. Tell me what inspired you to write this book, and a little bit about the book.
Well, you know, my thought for writing the book, I've had it for a while, but it just kind of sat on the back burner because I was so busy with other things in my business. And one big life-changing event that occurred for me, actually it was two life-changing events, is both my parents have passed away in the last few years. And during the time that my mom was on her own, she had been married nearly 61 years, and during that time, I was by her hospital bedside quite a bit. She was in the hospital a great deal of the time that before she transitioned, and I needed to keep my business going during that time, and I wanted to be there to caretake my mom. And it was real interesting because what I found was because of the systems that I have in place with my business and because of all that I've learned in the last nearly 20 years in my business, and especially the last 15 online, I was able to continue to grow my business during that time instead of watching it decline. And most interesting is a lot of people were screaming, bad economy, and my business grew during that time, even though I was less physically present. And once I got through the tough times, it's been about a year and a half now since my mother passed away, and I had time to really look at what was that time period all about to me, and it really was about sustainability in business. And it was about the fact that I knew how to use the internet effectively to reach my market, to position my message, to serve my market. And after the dust had settled, I thought, you know, there's a lot of people that really need to know how to position their business. Even though I've been teaching this for a long time, I figured that a book was probably the best way to package that information to reach even more people with a very important message about how to grow a business, how to set it up, how to use the internet, and all that's available to really reach their market. So it came as a result of really a tragedy in my life and finally looking at it and saying, I can't hold back any longer. I have to write this book. It was kind of like I was driven to write it. It wasn't a nice thing to do, like, oh, I think I'll write a book today. It was I was being called to do it. And I have to tell you that everything has been just incredible the way it's all opened up to lead to taking this book to market.
Well, that is just fantastic. Tell us a little bit, first of all, about the title of the book. And, you know, a lot of readers ask, before buying a book, what makes you such an authority on the topic? You've covered certainly some of your amazing, vast experience, but how would you answer that question?
Well, as far as the title, my company was known as Street Smarts Marketing for many years, and about a year ago I went through a rebranding. And as I went through a session with a very high-level business consultant, she was asking me some really important questions, like what drives you in business, what's your most important message, when you wake up in the morning, what is it you feel that you're being called to do? And it was all driven by making profits in the business, because that's number one for business owners, is we have to make profits. And a lot of times when you ask people, what are you in business for, they say, to change the world, or because I don't want to work for somebody. But bottom line is if you don't make profits, you can't do any of that other stuff. So profits was a real key element to it. and also being driven by a higher power, that I really believe that I have a connection to source that allows me to do what I do. And as we put all that together, the name Power Up for Profits was what surfaced in that initial meeting. So I did a rebranding on my business, on my website, in all of my marketing collateral. And as I was thinking about the book title, it made perfect sense that it was about Power Up for Profits. Now, The Smart Woman's Guide to Online Marketing. The reason I chose that subtitle and that particular market is about 80% of my market happens to be women. And it, as we were doing some research, myself and the publisher, we realized that nobody had specifically targeted women in teaching them online marketing in a book. And so it really was that I once again got to be a pioneer in that area as far as bringing information to market. So that's the reason for the title. As far as why me? Well, I've been in business for nearly 20 years, and I'm profitable in business. I make a very, very good multiple six-figure income, and I've studied so much out there about online marketing methods, and I've used them. I've taught my clients to use them. I've taken clients who have never made money before and showed them specific strategies, and they were able to jumpstart their businesses online. And we've got case studies in the book of some of these people of specifically what they did to go from zero revenue online to generating thousands, tens of thousands, and in some cases hundreds of thousands of dollars. So what gives me the right is that I've been there, done that. I use the very strategies I teach in my own business. I use those strategies with my clients. I have taught thousands of people how to market online through various means, whether it be books that I've written, whether it be information products, teleseminars, and webinars. So I have a track record of success. And I'm really glad you asked that question, because one of the things I teach people is you really have to learn from the people who have been there, done that, the people who are succeeding in the very area that they're claiming to have expertise in. For example, there used to be the old saying that the shoemaker whose children don't have shoes or the plumber with a broken toilet, that is a thing of the past. Today, if somebody claims to be an expert, they darn well better have a track record. And if they don't, they're like somebody teaching success, for example, and managing your finances. If they don't have good finances, they have no business teaching it. That is my own personal opinion. And I do tend to have some pretty strong opinions. But what gives me the right is that I do have a very, very strong track record of success. And I do have some failures, too. That's the thing a lot of people don't look at when they're looking at those of us who have succeeded, is there are things that we may have tried that didn't work the way that we thought it would work, or it should have worked, or it could have worked. And it's with those failures that we learn to turn that into success. So I think it's really important for people to understand that I didn't just jumpstart with all the successes. I really had to go through processes where I tried something, I tested it and adjusted accordingly, and then had the success. So that's something that gives me the right.
Yeah, and I love a couple of things that you've just spoken to in that. One of those things is the idea that, you know, if any type of things that might be perceived as failures or things that didn't go exactly as we planned are really on the road to our greatness. You know, they give us advantages on our road to our greatness of lessons learned. And the other thing I love is that you stress a lot about profitability. It's not just about billing and how much money you make, but also ending up with a lifestyle that's wonderful because it's profitable. And bottom line profits, a different thing than just gross billing. And so I really appreciate you bringing up both of those things.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, that is important for people to look at. As I work with people, I really make sure they understand the analytics of their business, too. It's like, okay, how much traffic are you getting to your website? What is that being converted into? When you have, let's say, a teleseminar and you have 100 people who signed up and 20 show up, that's 20% actual show rate. How many buy something out of the 20 people? So there's certain things that I teach in the book that get into the analytical side of business, too. And what's real different about the book and the philosophy that I have is I have a very spiritual approach to what I do. So on the one hand, I'm kind of floating around doing my thing, and I'm very right-brained on it. And then on the other hand, I'm very pragmatic, very much with my feet on the ground, and very logical in my approach to things. And the whole issue of profitability is one that needs to have more discussion in a lot of circles, because many people don't want to talk money, because we were taught growing up, especially in my generation, I'm close to 60 years old, and in my generation we were taught you don't talk money. In business, you talk money. You have to talk money. And the more profitable you are, the more good you can do in the world.
That is so true, and you've done so much good in the world, and this book is just another layer adding to your tremendous contribution, Kathleen. So tell me a little bit about what the reader can gain from reading the book, real specifically.
Well, real specifically, they can first of all learn how to identify their ideal client. This is a very important process people need to go through, is to really look at, who do I want to work with? Who wants to work with me? So there's a whole chapter that covers that. Then I have a whole chapter on your expert status. What is it that makes you different than anybody else? I was doing a coaching call just a little while ago, and with an expert who is truly an expert at podcasting. He's had nearly 100,000 downloads on his podcast. He's interviewed hundreds of leading experts within his expert space, and he's done some really amazing things. And I said, okay, now tell me, why you? Why is it that people should listen to you? And so we started pulling out that information from him so that he can position his message. In the book, there's a very detailed process on how somebody can really look at what is it that you bring to the party and why would people want to play with you. Then we go into the actual mechanics of marketing online. There's information about blogging, social media, interviewing, teleseminars, webinars, even doing live events and how to drive traffic to live events. So really, this is an A to Z on how do you decide what it is you're going to be doing with your online presence, and then what do you need to do step by step by step in order to get there. And it's probably one of the most concise and detailed field books that you're going to find on the topic anywhere. And it really gets into not just the here's what you need to do, I have some very much how do you do it. So really it's an overview of so many different things that need to be done in order to really get that presence. I talk about free publicity. There's a whole chapter on free publicity. I get into how to immerse yourself right in the center of your industry with the leading experts in your industry. And Vicki, you know a lot about that. That's really how you've positioned yourself so nicely, is you are known as the go-to person for the expert space of virtually any industry. And this is something that a lot of people have no clue how to do. In the book, I explain it step by step. Then we talk about video, and then I get into the most important lessons that I've learned in business in the 20 years that I've had my business.
Oh, what incredibly valuable information all in one place. Just incredible. So you have always taken a very unique approach to doing business online. And there's a lot of books out there on making money and making money online. What makes this book different?
I wrote it. No. Besides the fact that I wrote it, it really does have a spiritual bent to it. The first chapter starts with my story about losing my parents and how that was the catalyst for me realizing this information is so timely and so needed in a number of circles. So I really lay a very solid foundation with the why I wrote the book. And I think that's important for people to understand in anything that they do. What's your big why? Because it's the why that gets you through the tough times. When I was caretaking my mother, believe me, there were many days that I just wanted to pull the cover over my head and not have to deal with life anymore. But there was a calling that I had. And that's the foundational piece of my book, is what is your calling, what's your big why, and what is the conscious awareness that you bring to the table? Because I think, you know, business is all very fine to be business, but I really believe that the circles that I move in and the type of people I attract and the people who will be attracted to this book are those who realize that they have been gifted with whatever skills and talents they have because they're here to make the world a better place. I truly believe that. And in that, I also know that there has to be that pragmatic approach. So The real distinction is there's a very strong spiritual piece to the book, and there's also a very pragmatic piece to the book. And the two have been married very nicely.
And you know how to do that better than almost anyone I know, because it's truly your philosophy and the path that you walk. What convinced you to write this book? I know there were a number of events you've already discussed, but was there something that really made this purposeful for you now?
You know, just realizing that there's so many people who need this information, and I truly believe they need the information. And with some of the programs that I have, for any number of reasons, it may not be the best fit at that given time. But for a $20 book, virtually anybody who really wants the information has access to it. So I would say what really drove me to write it at this particular time was that I know that there's a huge need for people to get their message out there. The world's in a lot of pain right now, and the people that I really believe that I resonate with the most are the ones who want to make the world a better place, no matter how big the world is to them. And with the right tools, it could be a brick-and-mortar business in a local market, it could be a speaker who wants to reach a global market, it could be an author who wants to reach a certain industry. With the right tools to get their message out, they're more in a position to achieve the outcome that they're looking for and have the impact that they're meant to have. Without the right information, people flounder, and I see people floundering all the time. And so what I've done is I've put it into very simple terms. You do this, you do this, you do this. It's basically a paint by numbers. If you get in there and you read each chapter and you apply the information in the chapters, you will get a result. And so the timing for me was so essential, because I think that there's an urgency to what we're doing today. And when you have the right information and the right tools, you can accomplish your end result a lot quicker.
Yeah, and there's no better timing than right now for
absolutely
this type of book. And what are the? I know it's just chock full with the information of really easy steps to achieve your goals and become successful. What are the most important tips, if you were to pick two or three tips or strategies from the book?
Well, the first one is to really determine what success means to you. For some people, it could be all the bells and whistles in life, you know, the fancy cars, the big houses and all that. That's not really the space that I'm coming from. One of the most important pieces is to identify why you're doing what you're doing. I would say out of anything, that's it. And then really looking at how do you identify why you in the marketplace. That's a big piece of the information, too, and it weaves throughout the chapters of the book. You know, I would be so hard-pressed to say any one piece is more important than the other, because each piece will complement the next, and as somebody reads through the table of contents and they see all the different pieces that are available as far as marketing and getting their message out, they'll realize that all of it complements one another, but they can take any one piece and get a result with it. For example, article marketing. I specifically outline and clearly state how you can get the most out of article marketing. You could take that one piece and you can accomplish quite a bit with that one piece, but you add that to social media marketing, you add that to endorsements, you add that to media releases and social media releases, and you become unstoppable. And so really it's about knowing that you have something important to say, and this book gives you the tools to get your message out there in the best way possible.
That's fantastic. So how do you hope the book will really inspire and help your readers?
I hope that it gives them the courage to walk through whatever fear is holding them back. I really think it's a pity when I see somebody who has so much talent and so much ability to have an amazing impact on other people, and for whatever reason they're holding themselves back. And I truly hope that my book inspires them to say, if Kathleen can do it, I can do it. Because in there I also have a part about when I was in my 20s and I was the complete opposite of who I am today. As a matter of fact, I ended up homeless. I made really bad decisions. I had the wrong mindset. And I used to believe it was because the world was a bad place. what I've come to realize is my thinking had a lot to do with it. And so I truly hope that my book inspires people to be the greatest that they can be in what they're doing in their business as an expression of who they are and what's working through them.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Just, again, what a beautiful contribution, Kathleen. Now, if someone were to read your book, and I'm sure you receive thank you notes all the time from clients and people that have really benefited from all of your wisdom, but if they were to send you an email to say thank you, what would you ideally like them to have to say about your book and how it helped them?
The number one thing, I love that question, thank you. The number one thing that I would hope that they would say is that they found the courage to live their truth and that nothing's going to hold them back anymore. Because honestly, I do believe the world needs the gifts that people have been given. And anybody who is being attracted to this book, I believe in divine intervention, serendipity, and I believe that those people who get their hands on this particular book, they have a message that they need to take out in the biggest way possible. So I want the thank yous to be, you inspired me and I'm out doing my life's work.
Oh, I love it. That's so beautiful. So you are a busy lady and you're always creating wonderful new things. What comes next for Kathleen Gage?
Wow, what comes next? Well, I do have a big event coming up in October in Portland, Oregon, and that we're really excited about. We're almost completely filled up on that. And as a matter of fact, anybody who gets the book gets a couple of free tickets to that. It's a 3-day live event. As far as what comes beyond that, in many ways, I show up and I really get a sense of where I go next. So I can't say where I'm going to be 5 years down the road. I'm truly living my life's work. So as long as I show up every day and I'm grateful for what's in front of me, I will know what comes next. So I would say the event is one thing, and definitely more books in my future. I'm working on my memoir right now, and that should be released in 2014. So things are going well.
Well and busy, as always. Always busy contributing to others in this world. So if someone would like to get their own copy of your book, Kathleen, how can they do that?
Well, they can visit my website at powerupforprofits.com, and they can read more about the book there, or they can go directly to Amazon and just key in Power Up for Profits, The Smart Woman's Guide to Online Marketing, and they can get it directly from there. I would recommend, though, that they go to my website, because there's going to be some nice gifts that they'll get when they get the book. And they're like a teleseminar with me. They're going to get some live training. They get the event ticket. So that would be the best recommendation.
Fantastic. Well, time with you just flies by, as always. I was wondering, since our time is almost up, do you have some parting thoughts you'd like to share with us?
Well, thank you for asking that, Vicki. And the parting thought that I would have to give to people is live life fully. Live today as if it's your last, and live today as if it's your first day of your last day. Just don't hold back. Go out and do what you're here to do, and really live with passion and make a difference in the world, because that's what you're here for. And if you heard this message, obviously you're ready to hear it. So that's my closing thoughts.
Oh, Kathleen, thank you so much. And one more time, can you give your website just to make sure everyone has access to the book and all the gifts and all the wonderful generosity they'll find there on your part?
Absolutely. It's www.powerupforprofits.com. Powerupforprofits.com.
Fantastic. Kathleen, thank you again for being with us. And for anyone out there who would like to know more about Expert Insights, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And until next week, have a great one.